AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In some parts of the world, it's already 2025. In New Zealand, Japan, and just now Hong Kong. In Jerusalem, Deborah Jacoby is waiting for the new year.
We will truly have peace, not just here in Israel, but in Russia and the Ukraine and all those other countries, in Syria, in Lebanon. It should be an end of all of this evil terrorism.
In South Korea, celebrations were cut back or canceled as the country observes a period of national mourning following the Sunday plane crash that killed 179 people. The big New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square is still hours away. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The giant crystal ball that drops in Times Square is ready to usher in the new year after a test run.
Happy New Year!
The almost six-ton ball with more than 2,600 crystal triangles will light up the night sky, and Times Square Alliance President Tom Harris says they're not just saying goodbye to 2024.
It's the last year. We're going to be retiring it after this year, and we look forward to a brand new ball in 2025.
The old New Year's Eve ball will be put on display at One Times Square, and the 2025 ball.
The new ball will have more bells and whistles.
A New Year's Eve ball has dropped in Times Square for nearly 120 years. Julie Walker, New York.
Nearly all of Puerto Rico will welcome in the new year in the dark. More than 1.3 million homes are without power, and officials say it could take a few days to restore electricity. The island has struggled with chronic power outages blamed on a crumbling power grid from Hurricane Maria in 2017. A military appeals court has ruled against Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's efforts to throw out the plea deals reached for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two other defendants in the 9/11 attacks. Police in Berlin say a man was detained after attacking and injuring several people in the city's Charlottenburg neighborhood. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street on the final day of another record-setting year. The S&P 500 was up 0.2% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The index is coming off back-to-back declines of more than 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 83 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.1%. The S&P 500 is heading for a gain of 24% for the year. The Nasdaq is up 30%. The Dow has gained 13%. Treasury yields fell slightly in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note slipped to 4.53%. Markets will be closed Wednesday for New Year's Day. Seth Sutel, New York.
The airline says a flight attendant aboard a Swiss aircraft that made an emergency landing in Austria due to smoke in the cabin has died. All 74 passengers aboard the Airbus A220-300 were evacuated after the plane landed safely. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.